Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, and welcome back to Simple Marketing and SEO. Today, we're going to talk about five super common SEO mistakes that most people make that are keeping you from getting website traffic from Google, and more importantly, how to fix them so that you can start getting traffic and making sure that your SEO is working, because there's no point in doing SEO if you're not going to get traffic from it, because you're putting the time and effort in. I want to make sure you're getting the results for the work that you're doing, my friend. So let's jump in. I am Rachel Lintigen, your host, and I am here to help you learn all about SEO, organic marketing, email marketing, all the free ways you can grow your business and boost your website traffic. So what I see, the most common mistakes that I see when talking to prospective clients or working with potential students or when new students join me in my courses, is that they have generic title tags and meta descriptions on every single page, or the title tags and meta descriptions are not there at all. They're not optimized, or they're optimized incorrectly. So by default, some of the website platforms out there will auto-populate a title tag based on just the page name. This is not going to do a great job from an SEO perspective, and it's probably not going to be super enticing to your ideal customer who's seeing this title tag in Google, because it's not really telling them that much. So what we want to do instead is make sure that we are creating unique title tags on each page of our website or blog, and that we're targeting a different keyword in each of those title tags and meta descriptions on each page. So make sure you're using the same keyword in the title tag and the meta description, but you're targeting unique keywords for each page. The reason for that is Google is only going to rank your website, meaning they're only going to show your website a maximum of 2 times for any given keyword search. So if you are targeting the same keyword on 10 pages on your website, you're actually really severely limiting your potential to show up in Google, because you're only going to show up for that one keyword rather than potentially showing up for 10 different keywords if you used a different keyword on each page. I hope that makes sense. If you have any questions or there's any confusion there, let me know. But that thing that I see so often are those generic title tags, no title tags, or title tags and meta descriptions that don't follow Google's best practices. If you're not sure what Google's best practices are for title tags or meta descriptions, then I want you to make sure you have either the Complete Beginner's Guide to SEO. You can get that from the website on the Freebies tab. And ideally, the SEO Starter Course and Simple Keyword Research. That's your beginner introduction to SEO that's going to explain what all of this is and how to format it and what it looks like in Google. And then I'm going to walk you through how to pick the right keyword. And then I'm going to help you make sure you get through via email each day. You're going to get a little message in our mini course that kind of helps you with what you need to do next and how you need to format it and what it should look like, etc. So if you're not sure what your title tags and meta descriptions are or how to create them, make sure you do that. There's information on that in the show notes. That's really designed just to help you get started with SEO. It's not as in-depth. It doesn't cover as much as Simple SEO Content, but it's your first introduction. It'll help you get started. The next thing that I see, and this I see so often, is that you're choosing the wrong keyword. This is the number one mistake that I see people make that causes problems for them when it comes to the success of their SEO program. And this is the main reason that I went ahead and created Simple Keyword Research for you. I wasn't going to do that. I've only ever taught keyword research inside of Simple SEO Content, my full signature course that teaches everything you need to know about SEO and content marketing and helps you put together your strategy and your plan for your blog and all of that. But I felt like I was doing a disservice to you. If you're not ready to take that course, you still need to understand keyword research and you still need to be able to see how to use the tools and figure out what keywords to choose. And that's why I created that course for you. I went back and forth on it for a long time and I decided that it was more important to put it out there for you to help you. So improper keyword targeting or choosing the wrong keyword is a huge issue that I see. And so often it's that we're choosing keywords that we're never going to be able to rank for because they're just way too competitive. And I want you to make sure that you're really understanding that what we're looking for is the perfect keyword is going to be different for every page of your website. And it's going to be different for your website versus your competitors because the perfect keyword is the one that has the most search volume and the least competition that is the most closely tied to your product or service or that page, whatever it is that you want someone to do on that page. So I really want you to think about user experience. If somebody is searching that keyword, what are they looking for? And is the page that you want to target that keyword with, does it make sense? Is that what they would expect to find on the page contextually if that's the keyword that they're searching with? Then I want you to think about how can I connect with them? How can I find the one with the most keyword, the most search volume and the best chance of ranking? Take Simple Keyword Research. I walk you through all of that. I show you step by step via screen share, all the tools that I use, the free ones, the paid ones, the AI ones, all of that, the Chrome plugins, like guys, I can't make this easier for you. It shows you everything you need to do for keyword research. So choose the right keyword. This is going to be critical to your success from an SEO standpoint. Another mistake I see is that people don't encourage clicks on their website or even to their website. So we found in research studies that we can see up to a 30% increase in the click-through rate, meaning the number of people who see your website in Google search results who click to come visit your website just by including a call to action term in your title tag, meaning learn, discover, find out, ask, anything like that, shop, anything like that. If you can include something that is an action term in your title tag and still keep it within the correct parameters, meaning we're keeping it under 60 characters, including spaces, and we're using that keyword. I know this gets to be, it feels kind of challenging, but if you can do it, you can get more people clicking through to your website from Google, which can help you because that means you're getting more traffic to your website. Really important. So that's something that you can look at. Another thing that I see is that you're not optimizing your images. So you're not changing your image file names. You're not doing your alt text, or you're not minifying your images. So if you use your cell phone and you've got photos that you're taking and you're uploading them to your website or your blog, and you're still using them as like image 678 or whatever the file name is, I want you to stop doing that because Google looks at your image file names to get an understanding of your website page and what it's about. It's one of those optimization elements or those SEO elements that Google is going to look at. So what we want to make sure is that we're first and foremost, minifying it, meaning if you're on like WordPress, you can use a tool like WP Smush to make that file smaller. You can use a tool like JPEG Mini. If you use Photoshop, you can export for web. What you're looking to do is make sure that your photo files are kilobyte, not megabyte, because megabytes will mega kill your website. Alexa, stop. Oops, timer. So megabytes will mega kill your website. We don't want that. Okay. We want to make sure that they're kilobytes. So they're smaller. And then we want to make sure we're using that keyword. See how, why that keyword is so important and getting the right one is so important because you're going to use it in all the different areas. You're going to use that keyword and you're going to use dashes, the ones that look like minus signs in between each of the words. So if you have a keyword phrase that has three or four keywords, you're going to do keyword dash, keyword dash, keyword dash, keyword. Now for a bonus, you can use your business name in there, dash business name, dashes, multiple dashes if you need that. Like me, I have a multiple word business name, so I use multiple dashes, the ones that look like the minus signs, remember that. Those will then show up in Google image search. So not only is your image file name going to help Google understand what that picture is about and that it's, again, another little check mark, oh, this page is about this thing, but that image now is tied to your business and can show up in Google image search when someone is searching for your business, which can bring more people to your website. See how this is so helpful? Then I see incorrect or missing header tags. So if you have a blog post or a website page that's just big, long blocks of copy, first off, stop that. Nobody wants to read big, long blocks of copy. It's kind of what we call, it causes blindness. Not truly, but like you just zone out because it's so thick. Nobody wants to read a big old block of copy. So make sure you're using header tags, your H2 tags and your H3 tags to break your copy up. So when we talk about header tags for your website from an SEO perspective, yes, there are six, H1 through H6, and you're going to see those in your editor. All I really want you to worry about is 1, 2, and 3. H1 is your page, what that page is about. Main priorities can be your primary keyword. In some website editors like WordPress and things like that, your blog post title by default is your H1 tag. So just be aware, make sure you're using your keyword in your blog post title, which you should be because your page should be about your keyword. So this should not be difficult. So make sure you're doing that. Then your H2 tag is going to be your section. So like this particular podcast is 5 super common SEO mistakes. Each of these 5 mistakes that I've talked about are a separate header tag in my blog post because I want those to be the H2s because those are the main points of my post. My H1 tag is going to be related to SEO mistakes, and then each of those mistakes will be an H2 tag. And then if I'm breaking those down further, each sub mistake will be an H3 tag. So for example, incorrect or missing header tags. Well, I might tell you that yes, the incorrect or missing header tags are H1, but then I might tell you what other header tags to use and how to use them. And those might be an H3 tags, just kind of as an example of how I would do this so that it makes it easier for you when you're reading it, but it also makes it easier for Google to understand what the content is about. If you're making any of these simple, common, super common SEO mistakes, I want you to help yourself. So either if you just want the first little bits of it, you just want to get started, get the SEO starter course and simple keyword research combo. That's going to get you started. It's going to help you understand, but it's just the introduction. If you really want to do it all and you want to be able to be in a group with me and work, you know, a small group and ask questions and make sure that you understand how to figure out your competitiveness of your niche and how to create a strategy that's going to beat your competition. And you want to understand what the numbers in Google Analytics mean so that you can truly make changes based on that. And you really want to dig into it and you know that you want to learn how to build links and all that. Then you need to take Simple SEO Content the next time that it opens for enrollment. So that's really how you figure out, do you want just the first little introduction and the first little taste? Or do you want to learn the whole process? Because if you want to learn the whole process, take Simple SEO Content. If you want just enough to get started, just enough to be kind of dangerous with SEO, then go ahead and take that starter course and simple keyword research. Take the combo so you have the two. It'll help you a lot. All right. If you have any questions for me about SEO, be sure and use that Google form that's in the show notes. You can learn about those, all the different classes in the show notes as well. And I will see you back here next week. Thanks so much. Bye for now. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.